to Fort Hood, Texas now, where victims of last November's shooting rampage are giving gripping testimony about that attack. Major Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, is charged with 13 counts of murder and 32 counts of attempted murder. This hearing will determine whether he'll face a court-martial. If found guilty, he could be executed. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at Fort Hood. And Wade, this is the first time we've heard from victims of what was obviously a terrifying ordeal. Tell me a little bit about who we heard from today.
Well, the first witness was a 6'9" non-commissioned officer, Sergeant Alonzo Lunsford. That day, Major Nidal Hassan was being processed, getting ready to be deployed overseas. The processing center was packed with hundreds of soldiers. Lunsford saw Hassan stand, walk to the front of the room, pull out a laser-sighted pistol, yell "Allahu Akbar," and open fire. It was quick and steady. Bam, bam, bam. A doctor, 64-year-old Michael Cahill, came out from one of the examination rooms, picked up a chair by the legs, and advanced on Hassan, but he was shot and killed by Hassan before he could get there. After that, Lunsford decided to make a break for the back door, but Hassan spotted him, and Lunsford testified that he saw the laser sight rake across his face, and then Hassan shot him in the left eye. But the sergeant was able to get up and make a run for the back door again, but Hassan followed him out and began shooting in his direction. And the bravery that was exhibited this day was amazing. Two soldiers saw what was happening. They ran toward the shooter to come to Lunsford's aid. They threw their bodies over the sergeant, and then they grabbed a tarp and dragged the 6'9" Lunsford behind a truck. He was shot 5 times, once in the head, 4 shots to the body, but he lived to give absolutely riveting testimony today.
Wow, it sounds like riveting but awful testimony today. And I understand Major Hassan himself was there. He was shot and paralyzed, but I understand he was there today. What was his reaction? Could you tell?
Well, he reacted mostly to Sergeant Lunsford testimony. I mean, they locked eyes several times, but mostly Hassan kind of stared unseeing into the distance, not wanting to engage.
What kind of defense are Major Hassan and his lawyers mounting?
Well, given the kind of eyewitness testimony, there's not a whole lot they can do. They're trying to focus on avoiding the death penalty and trying to build some sort of foundation for mitigating circumstances. But it was really hard for me to see during their cross-examinations how they were helping him much. I don't think they were today very much.
Oh, that strategy still unfolding. One other piece of testimony I want to ask you about, and that's a piece of 911 tape that was played in today's hearing.
Yes, Michelle Hopper was a blood lab technician. She was hiding under the reception desk. Several others piled on top of her. She called 911 and was on the phone with the operator for 13 minutes. And it was horrible. I mean, you can hear her screaming and crying. The moaning of a dying soldier next to her is clearly audible. And it was just too much for Harper. She hung her head and began to sob uncontrollably during the playing of the tape. The judge had to stop the proceedings and remove her so they could continue to play the tape. And then they brought her back to complete the testimony. It was all in all a pretty amazing morning.
Awful stuff there. And I understand dozens more witnesses who will be testifying as this continues. Thanks very much, Wade.
It's my pleasure.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin reporting from Fort Hood, Texas.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.